We have neglected that in the past. I still don't think this would be a substitute for an adult sponsor for the group. But individual sponsoring in Alateen, I think, is an excellent idea. Yes, ma'am. Well, I think it's pretty hard to make objective norms. We have said they should be a member in good standing for a year. This is exactly what happened in Lackawanna. I couldn't sponsor, and so the young people finally selected this lady. One of the things I'm against is the young people selecting the sponsor, because these kids, being human, being real kids, they selected the lady that had the most pop in the icebox and the biggest seller for dancing and a real easy mark, you know. And the first thing she did was, because she was so wrapped up in Alateen, was quit coming to Al-Anon. You know? Well, there's an old philosophical axiom that says, nemo dat quo non habet. You can't give what you don't have. And so the next thing, the group dwindled and dwindled and dwindled. And I went down one night to speak, and only the lady and her pop and the phonograph record were there. The kids just quit coming after a while. They got tired of the dancing and the socializing. And so we had to, again, get another sponsor to get the group going again. And it wasn't easy. We had to do a little... When you live with an alcoholic long enough, you get the scheme like them, and you learn some of their tricks. And we worked her out in a typical alcoholic fashion. But it was difficult, but we didn't hurt any feelings. But usually if the kids quit going, then we start another group in another part of town with another sponsor, and the kids all go there, and if the lady doesn't have any kids, she just quits. Yes. Well, you heard what we think about that. Alateen is where adults are seen and not heard, right? Now, again, as we've already indicated, in a brand new group, you need somebody who's knowledgeable to tell the young people what it's all about. But after this is over with, this 6 weeks or 8 weeks of indoctrination, then again, the adults should be there. They should be there to answer questions. In my group, I'm the sponsor of Postings in New Jersey. I go as often as I can go, and I'm there, and if they want to ask me something, it's fine. Usually, we're great for hour meetings, by the way. Usually, it's after 56 or 57 minutes have elapsed that they'll say, Father Fred, do you have an observation? They're playing it real safe, you see. They're going to give me 3 minutes at the most to say anything. But I bite a hole in my tongue to keep from talking, because inevitably, the young people come up with better solutions than I have, because they know what they're going through, you see. And I don't. I'm too old to really realize the problems that they have and the solutions that other youngsters can share with them. So, again, if this is what is so, then... this in Jersey, we would tell them, you know, that the youngsters would complain to the state chairman of Alateen Activities. We've had this. They came to me, you know, this lady's running... We had a lady who was a school teacher, and she was teaching at every meeting. And so we had to get a co-sponsor. That's the first thing we did. And gradually, the co-sponsor was able to quiet her down, and actually, in a while, she left, and the co-sponsor took over. But this is wrong. We don't believe this is where the adult should do all the talking, honey. If that's so, why, you know, it's too bad. And each case, again, we bring to the sponsors' meetings, the people bring this up. They'll say, kids have complained, what can you do about this sponsor? We try to get another co-sponsor that we hope will quiet the talkative one down. Yes, ma'am. Well, this is the way the lady asked if we ever talked about rotating sponsors. Actually, when we started Lackawanna, the group, because I couldn't sponsor, I asked the Al-Anon ladies to help us. And nobody wanted to tackle the job, so we began by every week saying, well, Minnie, you have the kitchen, Jane, you have the meeting, and Joanne, you have Alateen. So that every week the kids had a different sponsor. And every Tuesday morning my phone would be jumping off the wall saying, no more of that one, Father. Don't send her down anymore, you know. She took a half an hour to tell us how she gets along with kids, and she darn sure doesn't get along with us. So I said to them, why don't you pick somebody that you like then? Because what are the ones you like? So there were three they liked, and the one they liked the best was a gal with the icebox full of pop in the dance hall. So that's the one they asked to sponsor them. And it didn't work out. That's where I learned my lesson. I'm sorry, but I know it is suggested that the kids elect their sponsor. Again, I don't believe the young people are qualified to know the qualifications that are necessary for good sponsorship. I do believe that other sponsors are, and that's the advantage of our sponsors' meetings. When we get the kids complain, they complain to sponsors of other groups, and it gets into our sponsors' meetings, and we tell the sponsors, too, your kids are complaining about you talking too much. Of course, you get some real hard feelings, but after they simmer down and they realize, you know, when they're wrong, promptly admit it, sometimes it works. Pardon? What do you do if you don't have sponsors' meetings? Start sponsors' meetings. Excuse me. We don't have enough sponsors to do it? Are you from here? Oh, yeah. I'd like you to know, I told you we had 26 the other night in New Jersey. New Jersey is a small state, I grant you. One man came 100 miles to the meeting. He had to go home 100 miles. Now, 100 miles isn't much to you folks in Texas. But in New Jersey, that's 3 hours of driving. And he left at 11 o'clock for 3 hours to get home. So if you have dedicated sponsors, I hate to be a... I'm not bragging. I'm just stating the fact. We have wonderful people in New Jersey to sponsor. Real dedicated people who love kids and want to help you to be the boys and girls you want to be. And they really go a long way to come to our meetings. This guy comes 100 miles. He brought three other sponsors with him. 100 miles up, 100 miles back from South Jersey. So if you can do that in New Jersey, in these wide open plains of Texas, you should be able to draw people from a 100-mile radius for sponsors' meetings. I think the sponsors, usually sponsors volunteer. You know, and after they volunteer to sponsor, we have a requirement in New Jersey that if you want to sponsor volunteer, if you want to sponsor an Alateen group, you have to clear it through our intergroup office. You see, so you call the intergroup office and you say, "I'm eligible for sponsoring the Alateen." Fine. Where are you from? They tell us. Well, will you go to meetings for 6 weeks of established groups? Go to the sponsors' meetings, and if after this time you still want to sponsor. You see, adults got a wild idea about sponsoring Alateen groups. They think it's a lot of fun. They think it's all TAC, you know, or ESAC, or good time. And it's some pretty hard nights. It's hard nights to get out. You got other things to do, bad highways to travel. It's not the glory thing that a lot of people think it is. And so usually after going for 6 weeks to establish groups, they'll find out, you go to one group, there's 27 kids. You go to another group, there's two. Well, who's going to give up a night of bowling to sit with two kids? Okay, if you don't want to make that sacrifice, then don't take a group. But we don't, after they pass the test of 6 weeks and sponsors meeting, then we say there's a group that needs a sponsor in Bernardsville, or there's one that needs a sponsor in Princeton. The kids are waiting for you to come. We'll get them together. You can co-sponsor. Usually we ask them to co-sponsor. And then you can move into sponsorship, see? So, but this is all because of the organization of the intergroup in the state. Yes, buddy? Yes. Stand, son, so we can hear you and see you. What do I think of parents being sponsors? That also is answered in our literature. We don't think this is a good idea. You know, we think it's better that somebody besides a parent sponsor the group in which the parents' children are members, of which the parents' children are members. However, rather than not have a group, we say let parents sponsor until somebody else can take the parents' place. Because we're anxious for more Alateen groups, and if the parent is a good AA or Al-Anon member, and we should put it the other way because we want to make this point here tonight, Alateen is a part of Al-Anon. It's not a part of AA. Neither is Al-Anon a part of AA. So Alateen is our responsibility as members of Al-Anon. I'm a member of Al-Anon. So it's our responsibility. Now, we're not shutting out AA. It's not that we don't want AA. Any AA member who's a good member knows as much, if not more, about this way of life than we do. We got it from AA. And we're glad to have them. But we as non-alcoholics have had such a habit of sloughing everything off on the alcoholic, let them do it, you know, that our fellowship headquarters says, it's our fellowship, let us take care, let us do the sponsoring. If AA wants to help, fine. And back in New Jersey, we have many AA sponsors and no Al-Anon sponsors. So, but anyway, it's better that the children be in a group of which their parent is not a sponsor. However, if you have no choice, it's better to have the parents sponsor than not to have a group. It's the lesser of two evils. Yes?
Father, I've got 10 questions. Do you think it's better to have
I don't see any problems in having them from the same club, unless their children would be wanting to go to this meeting, and then, you know, it would be better that they not sponsor the group that their children are in. But there's no, we've found no problem with that. Usually this is the way it is. It's the person in the area who's right close by that sponsors that Alateen group. And we've found no problems with that at all. Is there any room in Alateen meetings for discussion on sex and drugs? A very good question, and one that is proposed to us frequently. And what we would like you to know is that we believe Alateen is where teenage boys and girls come to discuss their problems. And their problem right now, one of their big problems, is drugs. And so we do believe that this is a permissible thing to discuss in an Alateen meeting. However, those who are going to discuss it with them, not just bat the fat, we believe this is a place where they should become knowledgeable in regards to drugs and the dangers of drugs. And so what we have done in New Jersey, and again, perhaps we're fortunate, we have invited narcotic agents to come in and talk to the young people. We've invited doctors to come in, pharmacologists to come in and explain to the young people what the drugs are. We've got a man on my staff at the house, our pharmacologist. He's a very brilliant man. He's middle 60s, and he's a PhD in pharmacology, and he lectures to my guests every Monday. And I asked him one night if he'd speak to the Alateens. Oh, Father, he said, you know, I couldn't identify with the Alateens, but if you want me to, I'll see what I can do. Well, he went up, and the kids were shooting all sorts of grass and hash and all the nicknames of the stuff to him, speed, red bombs, and all this stuff. He could tell them what it was, where it came from, what it was made out of, and the kids sat there in amazement and admiration of this old man who knew more about drugs than they knew. However, I don't know about drugs. And in case you don't know, with young people, a pretender becomes a defender. And if you don't know, you better not get into that mess, because they know a lot more than we do. And there's no sense pretending you do if you don't. So if it's just to talk about drugs and how much you smoked and what you didn't, what you shot, what you didn't shoot, this is bragging. I don't think this is of any import. But it is a problem. And sex is a problem with our young people today, too. Again, somebody who is knowledgeable and can discuss this thing in an adult fashion with our young people, if this is their problem, that's what they're there for. Alateen is a program for problems of children who are married to problem drinkers and their families. This is part of their problem. What brings them there is the alcoholic parent, sure. But one of the problems, we don't like to get in a long description. Most of our young people are introverted or extroverted. And much of their problems today are magnified, intensified by the use of drugs. At our ESAC last year, we had on the program a man come in from the high schools in Summit, New Jersey, to speak on drugs from A to Z. He talked for an hour and answered questions for an hour. This is a current problem with young people, and it should be discussed in adult fashion, not giggling and laughing and horsing around, but it is a big problem, and the solution should be presented if you have the people to do it, the proper people to do it. Honey, in the back row. Well, it might be the subject of one meeting, yes, one whole meeting. That's right. But it wouldn't be the subject of every meeting every week for months and months and months, you know. But if we invited this doctor in to talk, he talked for an hour, answered questions from the kids for an hour. And we had, I hate to use the word because I know you don't like it, hippies. We had two kids that were there that were really on a trip. And they tried to, you know, embarrass this guy, and they couldn't. And they left admiring this man. By the way, I heard a joke about a hippie. I suppose you've heard all the jokes about the hippies. But this hippie, he saw all these people going in this big building. And he couldn't figure out what was going on, but he decided to follow the crowd. So he went into the big building, and it turned out to be a cathedral. And the ceremonies were going on, and the bishop was pontificating, and he had a big mitre and a big cope, and he was swinging the censer back and forth, going down the middle aisle. And when he went by the hippie said, "I dig those rags, Daddy-O, but I do believe your pocketbook's on fire." Question over here. Can't hear you. Yes, I think what you say is true. Yes, it's wrong. You know, we have young people who come to Alateen because they confusedly think Alateen is for teenage alcoholics, and that's not what it is. But we have people in Alateen who are members of AA. I have people in my post-teen meetings that are members of... Besides going to AA for their alcoholic problem, they come to post-teens to learn how to live with their alcoholic parent, you see? So there's a need for both fellowships. We have a... I'm very happy to tell you we've got an awful lot of gals that are sneaking into Al-Anon, you know. They want to maybe get it the easy way, and gee, they're just three meetings and they know they belong across the hall, you know. We're chasing a lot of girls over to AA that come sneaking into Al-Anon. And... And Alateen, the kids do come sometimes with a drinking problem and think they have a solution there. The solution is not there. It's an AA. And that's where we direct them. Then again, if they have a problem with their parents, they could come back to Alateen. The gentleman here? I can't hear you. Yes, well, this is a problem. There are a lot of problems in Alateen. Number one, it's a continuously changing the membership. You know, the kids grow out of Alateen. They grow too old for Alateen. Now where are they going to go? We have tried to provide something for the young people in what we call preteens, from 8 to 13 in New Jersey. We have three flourishing preteen groups. However, preteens are not approved by headquarters in New York. We tell you that right at the start. We have found it to be very helpful because we do know that many young boys and girls, by the time they become teenagers, have such deep-seated resentments and hatreds and unhealthy attitudes towards their parents that helping them when they're teenagers is almost beyond the point where they can be helped. So we found that preteens are effective. We also have post-teens, which are for teenagers 17 years of age or out of school, 16 years of age or out of school. They meet as a group. So, and they discuss the more mature Alateen problems. And I think this is going to become more widespread because there is a big breach between a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old. With us, you know, 26 or 36 and 32 is not much difference. But when, you know, you're raiding a cookie jar, you know, or you're starting to date, is a pretty big breach. And I think because these problems are so different that we need more, perhaps, post-teens is what we call them. In California now, they're calling them young Al-Anons. Up in Canada, they call them young Al-Anons. Some places, they call them junior Al-Anons. Our kids selected post-teens as a name. But whatever it's called, even in Alateen groups, they're dividing the groups. And that also is in here. I was surprised to see this, by the way, in this pamphlet. It says, Alateen's, the rage age of Alateens is usually from 12 to 20. Larger groups may divide into two sections, 12 to 16 and 17 to 20. A few groups have a third section, Alatots, 9 to 13. I almost dropped off the chair when I read that in our official literature because I know that they don't approve of Alatots in New York, and not even preteens, but that's what it says there. Yes?
Father Fred mentioned your Alateen secretary, whose name is Timmy Wilson. She is the only staff member that is completely working with Alateen and nothing else. And there's 700 groups, and that's a pretty big job. When we can support more staff members, then we can service the younger kids and the older kids. And we can support the extra staff members. And the sober AAs make it possible for the still suffering Al-Anon members to make larger contributions to headquarters.
I think if you asked for some observations from the young people here, I think that they're going to agree that this age... Does anybody... Jimmy? Jimmy's an old Alateen. Would you want to make a comment on that age spread? Does it provide a problem for you, Jimmy?
I'd love to see them stick to the 12 to 20. And the post-teens, again, our post-teens are not a substitute for Alateen. It's a complement to Alateen. They meet once a month as against every night and every week in the month for the regular Alateen meeting so that they go back and share their experience with the younger kids. They're not deprived of that. Average meeting is once a week, yes. But our kids have a tendency to go to two or three meetings a week in the area. They go from... Now that they, you know, when they get their cars, can drive there in the summertime, they're going all over the place to meetings. Anyone else, Jimmy?
That's a good suggestion, Jimmy. This is sort of like the indoctrination groups that I was talking about before. I did, in Jimmy's explanation of what they're doing there, hear him say along the way that you would get to a point where you didn't need a sponsor at the meeting
I don't think this is ever a safe way of conducting an Alateen meeting personally. I don't think you'll ever get to a point where you don't need a sponsor. I would hope that the sponsor would be there as, again, a friend, a director, or someone available, but you never know when a problem is going to come up that young people just cannot answer, and therefore the adult influence, the adult's presence, I think is absolutely necessary for every Alateen group at every meeting. That's a personal opinion, and one that's based on, you know, working in this field now for some 11 years, so I just would like to make that very strong. I've argued this with kids before, and if you don't have a sponsor, inevitably the group finally folds, and so I say let's stick with the sponsors. Let's hope that the sponsors are knowledgeable and helpful and not hinder the meeting, but never think you can do it without them. I don't think that's a good idea. Yes, ma'am.
What do you think about the Al-Anon, about the Al-Anon having a voice and a vote at the Al-Anon assembly meeting? The Alateen GRs having a voice and a vote at the assembly meeting. And may I comment that I think that one of the ways that we can utilize the sponsoring of the Al-Anon, help them to understand that Alateen is not a babysitting service. Whenever they 12-step an Al-Anon who has these preteens.
Right.
And if they understand this, sometimes that will keep them confused.
This is what happened. We had a group in Montclair, New Jersey, that I was at his first anniversary, and they had such a lovely meeting that the next week they were just flooded with a bunch of little kids. It became a babysitting session, and as a result, there's no group in Montclair today. So nothing will kill an Alateen group quicker than dumping a bunch of little babies in on a meeting. You can't conduct a meeting with 5 and 6 years old running around up and down chairs and over the backs of them. In regards to the other thing, the assembly, I think theoretically, every Alateen group is a part of Al-Anon. And therefore, it should have the privileges that any Al-Anon group has. This is theoretically. Practically, whether or not these young people can go to an assembly meeting, sit through an assembly meeting, listen to all that is being discussed, make beneficial contributions, I kind of question this. In New Jersey, I, as a member of the steering committee of our intergroup, and then as secretary of our state assembly, I presented to the delegates, or GRs, I can never remember what the heck they are, this fact that I felt Alateen should be represented in the state assembly and in the state intergroup. And so the best I could do was to get them to allow me to have the young people elect a GR and an alternate and a delegate and an alternate from post-teens, so that we did have two young people going to the assembly meetings and two young people going to the intergroup meetings to speak for the Alateen membership in the state. I heard just the other day that they now are allowed a passive and not an active voice. I don't think that's fair. But anyway, I just heard that recently. This is a personal opinion again. Maybe Arbutus is, she's more on the, disciplinary or the regulatory aspects of this whole thing. What do you think, Arbutus, or would you want to express it? Oh! Mrs. White. Three chairs for Texas. West Texas. Arbutus?
I sat in on the Alateen workshops in New York. I was not a moderator. West Texas, not East and West, but West Texas is the only assembly area that gives their Alateen GRs voice and vote. And when they learned this, many of the other states, including New Jersey, got very enthused about it. The feeling is that if these youngsters are represented by a delegate, Mark is a past delegate, so am I, that they should have a part in electing this person. The feeling expressed in these meetings was expanded to this also, and I like it very much. taking the Alateens age 18, 19, and 20. These young people should be eligible to be assembly officers. I know a lot of these bright kids that would be a better chairman, excuse me, Marcy, a better secretary, a better treasurer than some of the middle-aged people that we have in our assembly. I'm sorry, but they would. They're smarter. They have a better education than some of our middle-aged adults. The only thing that we would not encourage would be that they become delegates. And this would be our law. The reason that the feeling is in this direction is that this would interrupt a college career. Or it might ruin a new marriage if one of these people became a delegate. But this would be our law. We want you to send your group. You to send your group representatives to the assembly meeting. You are expected to vote and select your delegate because, as Father Fred reminded you, Alateen is a part of Al-Anon. And if you do not exercise this privilege, then a delegate may go to New York without being able to express your views or to express the things that you need in your area, and we can't do anything about it. You will have a book, but it is not going to be written by, quote, grown-ups. It will have to be written by Alateen, and it will be critiqued and edited in exactly the same way that anything I should write, or Father Fred should write, or Marceline should write, in exactly the same standards, because we feel that you are exactly as equal in this responsibility as we are. If we're privileged to shoot at you, if you're privileged to vote in national elections, we think like Shirley, you're grown up enough to select your own delegates.
Buddy?
But our group now hasn't had a sponsor for 5 or 6 months, nobody at all. And we've had real bad luck with sponsors from all kinds of problems. And so now we haven't had one for like 5 or 6 months. We've never had better meetings. We've had great attendance. Actually, it's really nice.
Well, of course. This doesn't dissuade me one slight iota from what I've already told you. This is the exception that proves the rule, if this is so. But I don't believe you can ever have a successful Alateen group without a good sponsor. This is what we've said here. We believe that good groups, good sponsors are a must for a good Alateen group. And I stick to that. You may be fortunate to have a lot of older Alateens, and this is one of the purposes of post-teens, by the way, is to develop sponsors for Alateen groups. And if this is work for you, bully for you, but that's not, that would be the exception that proves the rule and not the rule that would be to abide by. Yes, ma'am?
What do you do in a case where the allergies just continually swarm in and out, it's hard to keep the same
song? Well, you invite them not to come back. The meeting is an hour. If you have the meeting for an hour, you know, if you have the meeting for an hour, you open it on time and you conclude it on time. And I was thinking before when Jimmy was talking, I think this procedure, I don't know who the heck thought this up, of inviting the sponsor to give an observation at the end of the meeting is a real good way of keeping the sponsor quiet during the meeting. I know I'm going to get a chance to say something, and I try to collect my thoughts and to say them succinctly and to the point, not belabor them with them when I'm given my opportunity. But I know also I'm just not going to sit like a lump on a log and not have anything to say at all. So I think that procedure keeps the sponsor quiet. But for kids swarming in and out, if the meeting is at 7, we have it until 8, and then you conclude it. You don't drag it out. You don't start it late. And I think this is the way. And if they're going to run in and out, tell them this isn't allowed. You're not allowed to run in and out of a classroom. And you have to. What we have to remember is if you don't have order, you have disorder. And constant disorder breeds chaos. And actually, what we're striving for is serenity. And serenity is a real good synonym for peace, and peace is the tranquility of order. So what we're trying to affect in our lives is order again. The running in and out might be quite indicative of their lives in the alcoholic home. Disorder. Now, if you can explain to them, not shout or holler at them, that, you know, this is being immature, running in and out. That's what little kids do. But not grown boys and girls. sit down in a mature fashion and listen and contribute and discuss. And if you want to run in and out, then please don't come next week unless you're going to stay for the hour. Yes, ma'am. I say yes, it is mandatory for an Alateen group. I admire these young people, and I wish them well, but I wish they'd call their group, you know, Young Folks for Christ League or something else, because it's not Alateen. If the people who are sponsoring it are not the requirement for admission in AA is that you be an alcoholic. The requirement for admission in Al-Anon is that your life have been affected by the alcoholism of another. That's the requirement for admission to Alateen. And if you are not, if you don't fall under this category, you have no right to be in the Alateen group, and certainly not to sponsor it. So I admire these people. I've just come back from California, and we had, Marcy, our conference at the Crusade for Christ campus for the Crusade for Christ in Lake Arrowhead Springs, a beautiful place, excellent place, wonderful facilities, good meals. The very first night, they brought two young people up on the stage to announce to us the rules of this place, this ideal, gorgeous place, such things as everybody had to be in bed by 12 o'clock, the girls weren't allowed to wear two-piece bathing suits, no dancing. Okay, this is their thing as the Crusade for Christ, and we went along with all of this. Then they got a young lady up there to tell how she had accepted Christ as her Savior and how all these kids had better do the same thing or they're going to be damned. I thought this was proselytizing. I thought it was an abuse of our traditions. I thought it was absolutely wrong, and I wouldn't go back there for nothing. You know, I really wouldn't. I don't believe this is right. Now, I'm a Catholic priest. If I got up and gave a pitch for the Catholic Church, they'd run me out in a rail, you know? And I think that's the way it should be. Ours is a fellowship for people who worship God as they understand Him, not as I understand Him. You know? And we had a lot of Jewish kids there. And these people are going around saying, have you accepted Christ as your Savior, you know? Well, the Jewish kids were run. One guy said to him, stop molesting the kids. You know, that wasn't the right word to use. But he took off like a rabbit because they were inviting him into their prayer sessions. They were inviting him into their services. And then on Sunday morning when we had God as you understand Him, one of their men got up and gave a 20-minute sermon. Now, it was a beautiful place, ideal place, but I think this was a complete violation of our rights as members of Alateen. And again, everybody kept saying, you can't beat the price. It's $8 a kid. They had eight kids in the room. That's $64 a room. That's pretty darn good price in any hotel or motel, you know. So if we can remember that our program is spiritual and not religious, you know, and a lot of people are religiously inspired, and they're great people, and they want to save souls their way, and I'm in favor of this. But our way has to do with spiritual growth, not religious growth. And when you get religion involved in AA, Al-Anon, or Alateen, you're going to have problems, lots of them. And so may we be protected from them. I admire these people, but I don't think they have any right to sponsor this Alateen group, nor do I think the group should be called Alateen. Right. I would certainly, if you were in AA or Al-Anon, I would go home and, you know, you volunteer or get somebody in your group to volunteer to co-sponsor with these people so that you can gradually, you know, work them out of the picture because they're not eligible, not according to my rules or our rules, I should say. Yes, ma'am.
Should this be sponsored by or come through the intergroup? I'm speaking of the Greater Dallas area now. Should our intergroup, our Al-Anon intergroup, start this, or should the Alateen sponsors themselves take it as their responsibility to get in touch with other Alateen sponsors? Let's have a sponsor meeting.
Well, ours are sponsored by the intergroup, and the lady that conducts the meeting is our chairman of Alateen activities in the state of New Jersey. Right now it's June. And she runs a meeting. She conducts the whole meeting. Her husband's the secretary. He takes the notes. I'm there as a former chairman. Al Cohn's there as a former chairman. And we contribute what we can. But this is sponsored and put on by the intergroup. And I think if the sponsors make enough noise, the intergroup will respond. I don't know who you're. Do you have a chairman of Alateen Exhibition? Is that you? Great. Great. We don't call them workshops. They call them workshops in California. They have them four times a year. We have meetings every 5 to 6 weeks, and I think this is better than four times a year, you know. And we just have it in the evening when after people get out of work. Marcy? Yeah, but Marcy, you know, everybody's job is nobody's job. I think rather than take it on themselves, if the intergroup would say, if they would request it at Brownwood, at the convention, wherever you have a conference, that there be a time assigned for a sponsors meeting, Alateen sponsors meeting, that would make it official, huh? Well, that'd be fun. Let's start here anyway. Let's get the pot boiling here. And other places, if you would request it of the... If the sponsors from Dallas would say, "Can't at the state convention, can't we have a place or a room assigned for sponsors, Alateen sponsors meeting?" If it came from the Dallas intergroup or wherever you have an intergroup, I think it would add more authority than saying, "Let's just all get together," because when you do that, everybody's job is nobody's job, and everybody seems to be hesitant to start. Yes, Marcy. Good. Good. It's only 8 o'clock where I came from, so I got a lot of time. Yeah, no, I really appreciate all you teenagers coming out tonight. This is great to see all these Alateens. Just wonderful. We had a great convention in California. It was very, very nice. It was about the same size as the first TAC I attended. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't want you to get swell-headed. I've been to a lot of conventions. I've never been to a better one than we had here in 1969 at Brownwood Lake. That was the greatest Alateen convention I've ever attended anywhere. And so you should be proud of your kid. I'm glad to hear it's grown so much, but that was the most, absolutely. This one in California was good, it was nice, it was great, but it was nowhere near as great as yours, so... Yes, but... Jimmy and who? Craig? Very good. Wonderful. Well, good Lord willing, I'll be with them all next year.
Yeah, we're open for suggestions. Any sponsor, any outing, anywhere in the state. In fact, write letters and suggestions. Work tag, more sponsors, any suggestions you've got, give to us. We'll get together about every 6 weeks with the other board members. Go over these things, because we do meet with the board in 6 months. We'll be ready to show them what outing wants and what outing needs.
Great. Great bunch of kids here in Texas. Yes, Fabulous.
People who are sponsors to stand or do something to indicate who they are, and then so we'll know who is and who isn't.
Do we have any sponsors from Alateen? Anybody on this side? Anybody sponsoring? What's your group, Mrs. Ma'am?
Irving
and your... And the lady behind you? Preston. Marcy? And on this side, do we have any sponsors over here? Yes, ma'am. Oak Cliff? Wonderful. And in the back? Don't I know you? I thought we saw you before. Great. Well, that's wonderful to have this many sponsors here, but it's great to have the kids. And now, you know, I think it's great for the young people to see what we're really trying to do for you. Sponsors are meant to be a help, not to be a hindrance. And if you give us a chance, you know, and cooperate with us, why, with all due respect to our young fellow over here that doesn't have a sponsor, I'm sure your groups are going to grow in quality as well as in quantity, and you'll all enjoy it very, very much. I brought some, I don't know whether you ever heard my Alateen prayer or not, but I brought copies of that tonight if you'd like to have a copy of the Alateen prayer. And I think perhaps, Marcella, if you take this literature I have here, you can keep it for... we got plenty of these memos on the requirements for sponsorship in New Jersey, which may not work in Texas, but it sure does work in Jersey. Is there anything else anybody wanted to ask or comments you wanted to make? Do you want to close this, Marcella, or do you want... All right. Oh, dear. The only religious part of the program.
That's what I'm getting coming up here for. That's why I didn't let Father Fred close it. there are no dues or fees, you know, in AA, Al-Anon, or Alateen, but expenses do have to be met. And so, I'd like to pass. Would you like to pass my message?